It's old news to some now, but fake news was selected as the 2017 Word of the Year by both the Collins Dictionary and the American Dialect Society, and certainly remains a concept of vital interest, regardless of where we reside on the spectrum of political disorder. But only recently, while reading what turned out to be a fake news story about the purportedly fake narrative of fake news itself, did I start to wonder about the word fake. The fine folks at the Collins Dictionary, who cared enough about the word to make it part of their Word of the Year, provide a few basic definitions of fake. As a noun or an adjective, fake refers to something that isn't genuine, as in, my calipigous contours enjoy the feel of fake leather. As a verb, to fake is to cause something to appear more valuable or desirable by fraud or pretense, as in faking a signature, or to pretend to have something, as in, was she faking an accent or suffering from foreign accent syndrome, which, if you are wondering, is totally a real thing. The word fake is commonplace, but its origins are complicated and ultimately remain a mystery. Setting aside the earliest apparently unrelated entry in the OED of fake as a coil and a winding of rope, the first recorded, undisputed use of fake in the way we are talking about today dates back to 1819 in James Hardy Vaw's A New and Comprehensive Vocabulary of the Flash Language, where he writes, "Fake, a word so variously used that I can only illustrate it by a few examples. To fake any person or place may signify to rob them. To fake a person may also imply to shoot, wound, or cut. To fake a man out and out is to kill him. A man who inflicts wounds upon or otherwise disfigures himself for any sinister purpose is said to have faked himself. If a man's shoe happens to pinch or gall his foot from its being overtight, he will complain that his shoe fakes his foot sadly." And here he reaches meanings much like ours today. It also describes the doing of any act or of the fabricating of anything, as to fake your slangs is to cut your irons in order to escape from custody, to fake your pin is to create a sore leg, or to cut it as if accidentally with an axe, in hopes to obtain a discharge from the army or navy, to get into the doctor's list, etc. To fake a screeve is to write a letter or other paper, to fake a screw is to shape out a skeleton or false key for the purpose of screwing a particular place, to fake a cly is to pick a pocket, etc., etc., etc. Incidentally, James Hardy Vaw wasn't your ordinary lexicographer or etymologist slumming it with slang. As he writes in the dedication to his flash vocabulary, he is a prisoner under sentence of transportation for life, having by an alleged act of impropriety incurred the governor's displeasure, was at this period banished to Newcastle, a place of punishment for offenders. These sheets were there compiled during his solitary hours of cessation from hard labor. And Vaw begs of the prison colony commander to understand that the idea of such a compilation first originated in the suggestion of a friend, and however the theme may be condemned as exceptionable by narrow minds, I feel confident you possess too much liberality of sentiment to reject its writer as utterly depraved because he has acquired an extensive knowledge on a subject so obviously disgraceful. True it is that in the course of a checkered and eventful life, I have intermixed with the most dissolute and unprincipled characters, and that a natural quickness of conception and most retentive memory have rendered me familiar with their language and system of operations. James Hardy Vaw sounds like someone I would have liked to know. Fake was well on the way to its modern meaning in some of Vaw's examples, but its earlier origins remain unclear despite a few prominent theories. According to the online etymological dictionary, a likely source is feag, F-E-A-G-U-E, to spruce up by artificial means, or strangely, to whip or to beat, which comes from German fegen, F-E-G-E-N, polish or sweep, but also colloquially, to clear out or plunder. Alternatively, and also reasonably likely, fake is derived from the Latin facere, to do, make, or create. Nor does it take too dark a mind to wonder whether fake is related to that other, more prominent F-word. Anatoly Lieberman, linguist, etymologist, poet, medievalist, and spelling reform advocate, hey, no one's perfect, suggests that fake might be a loanword of similar origin to, rather than deriving from, feag, and is part of that so-called FK family of Germanic words that includes fick and fack, meaning basically to cheat, but not frickin' frack, the Swiss volley skating duo behind the eponymous phrase. Regardless of its origins, fake has a long history. It turns out that fake news, despite its recent prominence, does as well. It might feel like it was coined on the 2016 presidential campaign trail, as one bigly etymology would have it, but the phrase fake news has been in routine use since 1890, and complaints in other forms about the phenomenon in the U.S. can be found well before that, including a note by another American president, John Adams, who wrote, "There has been more new error propagated by the press in the last 10 years than in 100 years before 1798. And we can go back even further. Theophrastus, the Greek philosopher who succeeded Aristotle in the year 322 BC, complained about rumor mongers spreading hot stories to credulous listeners and even described how that ancient fake news was weaponized. Mark Antony, the ill-fated friend to Caesar who could well have been the first Roman emperor, arguably ended his own life thanks to fake news originating with his mistress Cleopatra. The news about fake news isn't that it exists, but that so many people insist on the magical thinking of believing that social media will somehow do their own thinking for them. For more on the word fake and friends, including the Fake Etymology Twitter account, putting the amour in amortization since 1066, the Collins and American Dialect Society Word of the Year winners and shortlists, and Foreign Accent Syndrome, Not Fake News, head on over to cotexic.com/KUAC.